Hello.
Oh, hi, Joshua. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I think I remember when I spoke with you that I was going to have a look at the account, but I never got the chance to look at it. I don't know if I spoke with you or if I spoke with somebody else.
I'm looking at the notes. It might have been somebody else.
Whoever I talked to before, I was telling them that I wasn't really sure what this was. And they said it was like an advertising or marketing. So she was like, you people go ahead and just look at it online or whatever, your account. And then she said it was about to end, or I don't know what. They're about to cancel it too.
Mm-hmm.
They just told me to have a look at it.
So I don't see notes regarding that. I just see notes regarding like getting the Google Business page verified, and it looks like it says here, new Google Business page was created to claim the listing with 15 reviews. The previous employee has access to the Google Business page listing, no longer working with them. So I don't know if maybe they had a conversation with you about that, but they have that at an advanced verification stage that Google is looking at. But the past due amount, just to answer your question, is just $149.
Okay, and then so how much? Because I'm still new to this. Because like I said before, it was someone else I was taking care of all this. So how much is it like per month? Yeah, and like how does it all work?
It's a month-to-month subscription. You're grandfathered into that rate, so it'll never go up. And it's just $149 each month on the 14th. That's your billing date.
Okay. And then you guys just like, but like, what do you guys like do, you know?
So we do optimization, the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing, all of the directories. So we've submitted your business to 46 of them, including Yelp, Facebook, Yahoo, City Search, Merchant Circle, you name it, your business is there. And then we also do the mobile optimization, making sure that your business comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So we kind of include everything, the entire online platform for you.
Okay. I'll just go ahead and give you the new – and then, like, for me to, like, look at all that, I just – is there any way for me to look at all that, like, all the –
Yes. Yep. I'll send you a new login. It'll say login credentials to your advanced reporting, and then that way you'll be able to access it.
Okay.
And then I'll update your card, and then I'm going to dash the verification department a quick message because there's a note on here that says Google phone verifications available. So if that's the case, Google will just send you a text right now, and you'll just read it back to me. But I just don't know if that was did Shalette mention that to you when she talked to you?
No, I don't remember any of that.
Okay. I'm going to... I'm going to add one more person to this because it says that James is away. So I'll add April too because she can see it probably faster. Okay, April. So I'll put, is phone verification still available? If so, please send code. Client is on the phone now. Okay, so that way they'll see that, and then by the time we're done updating the payment, they should be responding. So did anything else change, Joshua? Meaning, is it still the 272nd Street for the billing address?
Yeah, no, everything is still the same, yeah.
Everything's the same. Okay, so go ahead with the new card number when you're ready.
Okay, it's 4701.
Okay.
4403.
Got it.
0357.
Mm-hmm.
7086.
Okay, expiration?
1227.
And the code on the back?
477.
Okay. So I'll update that. And then I'll get your authorization.
Okay.
And then I see that April is responding to me that she's checking. So if she can. Okay. So, okay. I'll put, okay. If still available. Send code now. Okay. So we'll just give her a second just to see. And then let me just look at one more thing here. So you were in charge of this account the whole, or I mean, this is your business, but you had someone else taking care of the account, but that person's no longer here?
Yeah. This is me and my dad's business, and we just had someone else that was helping us with like the marketing side of the stuff. So I guess that was taking care of all this, yeah.
Oh, so that's why you're kind of out. Even though you've been with us for like a year, you're kind of going, huh, what's going on with this? Okay, got it.
Yeah, because when they first called me last time, I saw the name and I thought it was like the Honey Bucket place at first. So I was confused for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
So I sent you a second email while we were talking. You're doing really, really good in the reviews department. And I want you to continue with that. So I sent you another email that says learn how to get more reviews. And then that way, you can start working on that. But go ahead. If you got a text right now from Google, just read it back to me because April said she sent you one.
Okay, let me check.
Uh-huh. It should be a 5-digit code, I think.
The only text I got was the Google link you sent.
I wonder if it went to your dad's phone, because we have another number on file ending in 4625. Let me ask. Did it?
No, I think that might be the person who used to work with us. Because my dad's ends in 4578, and then mine ends in 3400.
Okay, I'm asking her. He did not get it. We'll see what she says. So we can take that other number. Well, actually, that other number, believe it or not, is the username on your account. So that has nothing to do with, so that's the number that it was sent to. So let me tell her. Yes, that person no longer works there. So she's going to try to change the number and send it to yours ending in 3400.
Okay.
Please use this number if possible. So if she can't change it, then don't worry. We'll just continue. I'm working with Google behind the scenes. And if you see a 5-digit card coming in the mail, you would just get it back to us. But if not, you might be getting a text right now. She's just trying to check and see.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry it's taking a little longer, but it's going to be worth it if we get this portion of it knocked out. Yeah. So if you like, I don't know if it would bother you or not when you good. She sent it to your new number, so you should be getting a new text.
Oh, yeah. It's 1996-50.
Okay. So I'll wait for her to confirm that it worked. And then what I was going to tell you is I can have your username overridden and change it to your phone number, but if you don't mind that it's the other number ending in 4625, all it is your username for your account. It doesn't affect your placement. But I
if you could change it to my number, that'd be better.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll send that out to the tech team, and that revision will be done within 1 to 3 business days. So if you want to log into your account quicker, just use the email that I just sent you. But I'll send you a new login once the username is updated, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that code was accepted. So she said that Google is reviewing, but they did accept the code, so that's good news. So thank you for being patient with that, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, thank you, too.
All right. Thank you so much, Joshua. Bye-bye.